Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, darling, don't you know I got a sweet tooth? I've been craving a little extra time with you.
Sugar High. Obviously, there's been a top 10, if not number one song, Watermelon Sugar High,
yes,
since you wrote this. But your Sugar High is a very different song.
Yes, it is.
I like this song. My daughter has a sweet tooth, and this is a song about, a girl with a sweet tooth, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, I wrote this with Kirsten and Courtney Roseman. And that day, I feel like we came in with a bunch of different ideas. I came in with ideas. They came in with ideas. None of them were really like anything that we wanted to write. she went to the fridge and got like a soda or something and came up with the idea of like sugar high. Like, let's write something like I'm on a sugar high. And it just kind of evolved the whole time. I mean, they're both amazing writers and it just evolved into this love song, but it's like a sassy, you know, this is sassy love song. And it just kind of evolved into what it became.
Was the soda an Orange Crush, which is one of my favorite flavors?
I don't think so.
Yeah. No, that's just a great lyric because like an Orange Crush is like a crush on a guy. And orange is the Florida fruit from the Sunshine State. This is like, it's so Chandler Stevens, the Orange Crush metaphor. You're my Orange Crush on a Sunday. I particularly love that lyric. You're my pixie dust. You're my sweet tart, my raspberry jam in a mason jar. You're my your Orange Crush on a Sunday, my lollipop lover, my Kit Kat break. I was like, how did you guys come up with that? Were you just like walking through the candy store looking for things to write about?
No, I mean, just coming up with different candies. And then you are like, okay, what rhymes here? What makes sense here? And then just putting them in there. And the mason jar is very country, you know, so I had to put that in there.
The raspberry jam in the mason jar, I was like, that is a Southern thing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, it's not universal. Like, if you go into Maine, they have preserves. Preserves are everywhere, but you're my good, bad habit. Man, this song is... I've been jonesing for your lips to taste. Where did that come from? Like, I was wondering where the word jonesing came from. It's like...
After we wrote it, I was playing around with it and trying to find, like, the perfect thing to say there. And... I don't know, jonesing came from just like, I'm thinking like if you're an addict and you're addicted to sugar, like you're jonesing for it. Like you have to have it. So I was like, I think that word fits here.
Stylistically, you do different things with your voice on this song than other songs. And in particular, the verse, it takes me to hazy, make me oh so spacey, where you're supposed to be kind of stoned, I think.
Yeah.
Pretending that you're kind of stoned because that's the lyric.
Yes.
Like, how did you do that? Like, where does that voice come from? Or like, what motivates that? And what is the, I was trying to come up with the words to describe that voice affect, like to ask you about it. Like, what do you call that voice?
I don't think I really call it anything. I was trying to make it, you know, sound like the lyric, you know, like making me always.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It was spacey. Like, I'm feeling spacey. And I mean, it took a lot of takes to get there. I feel like we went through this song a lot of times to try to get it to where we thought it was the perfect, you know, the perfect amount of everything. Because I wanted this one to feel, I mean, well, I want all of them to feel like the lyrics, but especially this one because it's just so different. And I feel like very, you want it to feel how you're singing. You know what I mean? Like, you want people to think you're feeling the lyric. You know what I mean? Like everything you're saying in the lyric, you're actually feeling. So just kind of came from that.
Yeah, you do such a great job of communicating feeling with your voice. And that's like a hard thing to actually talk about on a show like this, is what the feeling is. So I guess that one is, I'm feeling like you and I just got stoned. It takes me to hazy, make me oh so spacey.
Yeah.
And then at the end, you have, I don't know if you're using like a green bullet microphone, but there's a fuzz tone type of microphone on the last part. How did you decide to do that? And what was it that you did?
This was really cool. That's probably my favorite part of the song, just because we were playing around with it. And then my producer, he grabbed like this old telephone type microphone. Like it's like a microphone that makes it sound like it's like an old telephone. He's like, let's just put this on and like have you do the last part with the bridge. Because originally when we had written it, the bridge was only the bridge. It wasn't at the end. And he's like, let's just try this and see how it turns out. So he put that microphone on and we tried it and I loved it. I was like, this just adds so much more to the song. It makes it so much more, I don't know, like the whole vibe of the song is just to be kind of different, you know, and very like different sounding. And I feel like to have that at the end was just like, it adds like this more, I can't find the word, but you know, like there's just this extra differentness, you know, to the song.
Like a change up.
Yes. Yeah.
The song would be duller without it. I know that.
Yeah.
It's almost like a DJ, like a narrative overlay. As opposed to, it's still singing, but it's kind of more like talking singing.
Talking, yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a really cool song.
Thank you.
One of the questions I always ask on our show is, if there's any voice other than your own that could sing any one of your songs, has to be a living voice.
Okay.
What voice would you pick to sing which song that you've written?
Very good question. This is such a hard question. I don't know why I'm like, I'm trying to think of all the people that I love and then like think of my songs and be like, okay, which one would I want?
You can have more than one answer to this question.
Okay.
Too.
Okay.
I call this the pitch question, the song pitch question. Like you're a Nashville songwriter and you could pitch any one of your songs to any artist. What song would you want them to, which artist and what song would you want them to sing?
I feel like Miranda Lambert, Sugar High. I think that she would crush that.
Well, that's a good answer. I would like to hear that.
I think that would be awesome.
So how do you know when a song is done?
Oh, that, I mean, for me, how my brain works, I feel like a song is never done for me. Even when I listen to my songs that I have, you know, already released or am about to release, I listen to it and I'm like, oh, well, I mean, maybe that could be, you know, a little bit different there. For most people, they're done. But for me, it's like, I would never put anything out because I would just keep nitpicking every little thing if it was up to me.
So are we going to see you perform live soon?
I'm doing writer's rounds around Nashville, but I don't have any big shows yet. I don't have any, you know, full band shows or anything like that coming up, but hopefully soon. Hopefully soon.
I imagine that your songs evolve when you get out in front of an audience for you.
Yeah.
That they change and you see the audience reaction and that sense of perfectionism that you have kind of makes you tweak them into a direction that makes them evolve.
They're always evolving. Like you said, in live performances, you can feel something different on one song than you did when you recorded it, just based on how people are reacting and things like that. I mean, just you feel different things when you're singing them live than when you're in the studio, you know, recording them.
Interesting. Like just different emotions depending on the song or just...
Yeah, I feel like if people are reacting to the song, I feel like that makes me happy. And when I'm out there and I'm like, oh, you know, they're really enjoying this, maybe I'll do something different with this note than I did before just because I'm feeling it in that moment. I felt that different melody or that different note for that part of the song.
So Chandler Stevens, I have to thank you for coming on Backstory Song. This has really been terrific fun for me, and I really have high hopes for you. As I said, I'm betting on you, and I'm glad you're betting on yourself, because that's where it starts. Is there anyone you would like to thank, or is there anything you would like to promote or plug?
Well, thank you so much for having me. This has been wonderful. I love this. Sunshine State is actually coming out on June 4th, so be on the lookout for that. But besides that, yeah.
And thank you, DJ Wyatt Schmidt, in the sound booth. We love having you make our episodes great. And MC Owens at the Berklee School of Music, who's our social media director, along with a colleague from the Berklee School of Music, Lauren Withnall. And thank you to all of our Twitter, Instagram.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.